already starting bad. Might be a good podcast. Well, I've been listening to an old podcast that I did 2 years ago. Almost. It'll be 2 years next month. And sorry for the sound. Just trying to get comfortable. But hopefully I can make this short. Hopefully I can be clear and precise. I noticed from the old podcast that, you know, it's normal to be nervous. And I'm also trying my best. I really thought I was trying my best to be genuine. But it always came out a little off, which is fine. It's okay. I might sound off today, to be honest. So I'm practicing. This is what the podcast is for. It's about being aware of where I am, listening, and sharing. So I really just wanted to kind of make this one quick. Talk about my old podcast. I haven't done one in about a year and a half, and I felt like today's the right time. Last week I was really thinking about podcasts. Like, hey, let's try to make a podcast again. And then today, my best friend Wally calls me and he's like, hey, what's that podcast app? And I'm like, the one called Podcast? And he calls me, he's like, no, dude, what's that podcast where he called me and we were talking? And I was like, oh, man, I totally forgot what it was called. I had to go through my Facebook feed, go all the way down. It took a while. Hey, it's called Anchor. Okay, I remember. So why not start another one? And here I am. And yeah, I totally forgot that this podcast, I named it the Awareness Hour. Now, am I going to be talking for an hour all the time? Probably not. But I definitely would like to have some hours talking to people, sharing what we're kind of being aware of lately. We're always changing. We're always trying to at least improve, right? That's my part. I mean, like that's what I'm trying to do for self-help. Or I should say, what's that word? Development. By the way, I also use this to see how I sound and improve my words. I always felt nervous talking growing up. And the one thing that almost always helped was recording my voice and listening to what I was saying and then just repeating those words the right way. Just to share really quick, I am American. I am a citizen of America, of the United States of America. My parents are Colombian. I lived in Venezuela when I was young, all the way from a baby till I was 6. But I was born in Miami in Jackson Memorial Hospital. And and then I went back to Colombia for probably a year, or I don't remember. I was a baby. But I know I lived in Venezuela as a child and until I was 6. Came to America, back to Miami when I was 6. Right, 2 weeks right before Hurricane Andrew. So it was a great, great homecoming. I love being here in America. But I didn't grow up being as confident as I was when I was in Venezuela. The one thing I do remember was that I was the main kid. I was the alpha in my group. I always talked to everybody. I always felt comfortable. When I came to Miami, I did not feel comfortable. I cried a lot as a kid. I ran away a lot of times from my classes because I just didn't feel comfortable. I was in a different world where nobody spoke my language or as I thought, because to be honest, you go to Miami, everybody speaks Spanish, but when you're in school, nobody's speaking Spanish, at least where I was. And all my teachers were American, and I just didn't feel comfortable. I didn't know the language, to be honest. So yeah, that's part of how I came to Miami, and I might share more things later in the future, but that's just a little, was a little segue for something. I don't remember what it was, but yeah, so I just want to be back doing a podcast to be vulnerable as fuck, to share like my contrast, the downfalls I've had, even now, like what's been happening, what am I kind of being aware of lately. It could also be like things that might be negative, or actually, hopefully, a lot more things that are positive. But I feel like everything that people feel are negative always come back to be positive anyways, because when we become aware of it, we can change. And that's what I kind of want this podcast to be. Just a place where I can share my stories, hopefully short enough for you to listen and get something out of it. And bring anybody that I feel can contribute to maybe making your life better, maybe giving you a piece of their awareness and seeing how you can improve. So I'm really gonna practice to be more genuine, try to just not care if I sound bad. It's okay. This is my practice, and this is my podcast. See, I already messed up. But this is my podcast, The Awareness Hour.